This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Today we hear from two candidates running for State House in Southwest Michigan. Coming up, Dave Morgan is seeking the Democratic nomination in the district that includes the city of Battle Creek. But first, Kalamazoo County Commissioner Brant Iden hopes to represent the city of Portage and the surrounding area in the State House next year. Iden is running for the Republican nomination in the 61st District. The current representative, Republican Margaret O'Brien, is running for State Senate. Brant Iden, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And we're also joined by Kalamazoo Gazette reporter Alex Mitchell.
Thanks for having me, Gordon.
Brant Iden, begin by telling a little bit more about yourself and what you would like to do with at least 2 years in the State House if you get them.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about my background. So grew up in Battle Creek, Southwest Michigan guy. Attended school at Kalamazoo College and stayed in the community ever since. I love Kalamazoo, and it's great to be here. And we have so many great things going for this community that I got involved in the community and after I graduated and just ended up sticking around and staying, which is fantastic. I own a small business here in Kalamazoo called Identity Management and Consulting, and we're a real estate management firm and turnaround consultant. And kind of there's some intricacies in that, but we do a lot of turnaround work. So we take companies that are struggling financially, and whether they've had some run-ins with perhaps their lender and they can't seem to figure a way out, the lender has an option of appointing a financial manager through the state circuit court to come in and kind of try to right the ship a little bit. And so that's what our company does. So my background is heavy in finance, and I spend a lot of time working with small businesses throughout the state. Actually, I shouldn't just say small, all sorts of companies from manufacturing facilities on the east side of the state all the way to gas stations and laundromats. We've done all sorts of different types of assets. So obviously a small business background, and that's one of the things I'm going to segue a little bit into your question. That's one of the main reasons that I'm running. Job growth in the economy is something that's near and dear to my heart. I know Alex knows this, but I, of course, serve on the board at Junior Achievement, and, financial literacy has always been important to me, and cultivating our young people to teach them to be entrepreneurs and grow our economy and stay here and grow Kalamazoo's economy is something that I'm interested in. So looking forward to my house run, and one of the things that I'm certainly running on is job growth, and that's going to be my primary focus, hopefully my 2 years in office.
Alex Mitchell, first question for Brant Iden.
Brant, I think the issue on everyone's mind this time of year is road funding and finding additional funding for our crumbling roads. What means would you support for fixing the roads?
That's a great question, and one that I'm excited actually to explore. The legislature wasn't able to get anything accomplished just because of all the different competing ideas that have been brought into play on this. And so I'm excited about being able to tackle that this time around, or hopefully this next legislative cycle around. I believe it's a multifaceted approach. It's not a silver bullet or one size fits all theory. I know that some candidates have articulated this theory or that theory, or I'd pull the money from here or I'd pull the money from there. I don't believe that that's going to be an effective way of solving the problem. We have to look at this from a number of different angles. For example, we have to look first and foremost from within the budget. Where can we find money from within the current existing budget to be able to make up for roughly what I'm looking at is going to be a $1.2 billion figure that the governor and the legislature have thrown out. And I think we can do that. There are, in my opinion, a lot of cost savings to be had from prevailing wage. I'm thinking that based on Anderson Economic Group and the 2013 Republican Action Plan states that $250 million a year could potentially come back to the state if we repeal prevailing wage.
Can you explain what prevailing wage is for people who don't follow this closely?
Yeah, absolutely. Prevailing wage is basically the state mandates that a certain wage be paid for work that is contracted by the state. And so I've looked at a number of different figures, and those rates and ranges vary from, and you can get on the state's website, LARA, their LARA website, and you can look at the numbers that we pay for prevailing wage. And they range in Kalamazoo County for an iron worker, for example, of somewhere between $30.16 to Oakland County, which is $60.41 per hour, prevailing wage, for example, an iron worker, is just a random example that I pulled. So when the state contracts for work like road construction, schools, etc., they have to pay a prevailing wage. If we repeal that, again, these numbers that I looked at came from last year, but $250 million a year potentially could be saved by the repeal of prevailing wage. Is that a step in the right direction for the $1.2 billion that we need? I absolutely think so. Now, that's not the only thing that's going to be able to get it done. We have to look at some other avenues as well. And so we probably have to look at where can there be some cost savings with some of our other expenses as well. And then, you know, we probably have to bring in some of our business groups and say, okay, you know, what other avenues can we look at? Right now, the Republicans are looking at a wholesale tax. I think that that's part of it. So it's not going to be one particular item, you know, one particular space in the budget where somebody says, oh, I can go find $1.2 billion there, or I can go raise a tax here and get $1.2 billion. It's not going to happen. We need to look at this from a multifaceted level, take a look at five or six different things and say, okay, this adds up, 20 bucks here, 20 bucks there. It's just like a home budget. When you're looking at it, say, how do I save the money for that car, for example? Well, I'm going to pull from this, I'm going to pull from that, and five or six different ways are going to get us to what we need to do to fully fund roads. And we know that this is a priority. And because everybody I talk to when I'm out there knocking on doors, they say, hey, we need better roads. We understand the importance of Michigan's infrastructure, but I don't want to pay anything more for it. Okay. And I've gotten the message loud and clear. So that means that I've got to go and take a hard look at some of the other areas where we can find these dollars.
So does that mean that you are not willing to consider something like an increase in vehicle registration fees? Because you say people don't want to pay more.
People don't want to pay more. And I think that it's going to take a number of different approaches to solving the problem. Do we have to potentially look at the wholesale tax, or do we have to potentially look at registration fees? I think that is going to be potentially part of the solution to the problem, but it's not going to be a one issue. Would I be willing to take a look at it and consider it? Yes, but only if it involves additional reforms first and finding savings within the budget first.
Would you favor any decriminalization of marijuana or full-blown legalization in Michigan?
Well, you know, that's a very good question, and I think one that we've seen kind of play out in Colorado, certainly,
and Washington,
and Washington. Thank you. Well, first and foremost, let me say, as a local government guy in Kalamazoo County, I need to put a plug in for Kalamazoo County. Our drug courts are by far the in my opinion, the best drug court in the state. Now, Oakland County might disagree with me a little bit because they also have a great drug court. But, you know, our drug court is mainly privately funded, and they do a great job of taking these low-level users and keeping them out of jail. And we all know, and statistics have shown time and time again, that not only does this save the county money and does it save local governments money, but it also helps to, you know, we can't save all of them, but repeat offenders, we're seeing that on the decrease as well with some of these sorts of things. So it does help. It keeps them out of the system, and it helps people hopefully get their lives back on track a little bit. So I would support, first and foremost, more drug courts, the drug court system and the system we have in Kalamazoo being expanded throughout the state. And I would, and I look forward to, when I serve in the legislature, to making sure that that happens, and so that all these other counties can take advantage of such a great system and hopefully a cost-saving mechanism. Now, to answer your question more specifically, though, what I think, Gordon, is that I'm very concerned about what I've seen in Colorado right now, which is there's a case playing out right now in Colorado where an employer where an employee was fired for failing a random drug test screening and then sued his employer because his marijuana was legal under the state law, claimed he was not under the influence while at work, and of course the employer claimed that it's still illegal under the federal law. And so as we watch those issues play out, not only in Colorado, but I use that as a specific example, but I believe that this is going to happen more and more in Colorado and in Washington. And so I think the problem here is that if it hinders employers and their ability to hire good employees, and they're always going to be in protracted legal battles, and they're always going to be in lawsuits and involved in all sorts of other things, I think at the end of the day, I can't support decriminalizing it because I think it's bad for business.
Let me just stop you there for a moment, because some people would say there is quite a difference between legalizing and decriminalizing. And State House Speaker Bolger has spoken in favor of perhaps decriminalizing marijuana, where we say you know, it's going to be punishable by a ticket and a fine as opposed to spending some time in jail. But it would still be illegal.
Yeah. And I still think that that doesn't solve the problem that the employer's faced with at any point in time. They're still going to get into situations where the employee is going to show up at work, whether it's decriminalized or whether it's legalized, and potentially, even if they're not high on the job, start to fail random drug screenings. We're going to fire more employees. They're going to come back and they're going to say the same thing that's happening in Colorado, which is, hey, you can't fire me. And then what's going to happen? If it's bad for our businesses and it's bad for employers, I can't see myself supporting it.
This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. We're speaking with Republican State House candidate Brant Eyden. He's running in the 61st District, which includes the city of Portage. He's a current member of the Kalamazoo County Board of Commissioners. Kalamazoo Gazette reporter Alex Mitchell is here as well. Alex.
Brant, would you have supported the recent minimum wage hike?
The legislature was caught in a very difficult spot with a ballot proposal looming and a decision to move forward the way they did. I think I understand why the legislature did it, and it's always easy to Monday morning quarterback these things, but I will tell you that I wouldn't have supported it. I've talked to our small restaurateurs in particular about this issue, and they all know what's coming, even though they can see down the road and they say, okay, I see where we're going with the increase. I know what's going to happen. I can budget for it. At the end of the day, it's still going to detrimentally impact our businesses. One of the, and because of that, and because of where the business community is on this issue, I wouldn't have supported it, but I understand why the legislature did what they did. And so it was a tough vote for them to make. It was a tough vote, but, did they make the right decision? Well, given the information that they had, which is probably different than the information that I had, well, I can understand why they made that decision. The example I always love to give is Zingerman's. I don't know if you've ever been to Zingerman's, but Zingerman's, of course, they pay their employees all a large, and I say large, $2 or $3 above the minimum wage. Subway pays their employees minimum wage. I can go to Subway and get a $5 footlong. I cannot go to Zingerman's and get a $5 sandwich. Now, of course, we can argue, you know, why that is in farm fresh, you know, in natural products and all that. But at the end of the day, when this happens and when minimum wage starts to increase, prices will increase for the consumer at every single level.
Do you think the state should have any minimum wage at all?
I think minimum wage is important. I respect some of my colleagues that have come before me and have made certain comments about how the government should stay out of the minimum wage business, but I do believe, and I can respect that as well. But I understand the importance of having a minimum wage in place, and I respect that. But we also need to be very cognizant of how any increases in that can impact our business community.
As someone who wants to go from local government to state government, what are your thoughts on some of the various consolidation efforts which have gone on in the state, including east of here, Albion and Marshall merging a high school, west of here, Saugatuck and Douglas turned down the opportunity to merge their two cities, the voters there. Do you think the state should be looking for ways to offer carrots, perhaps, to consolidate, or should they just stand back and let local governments figure this out for themselves?
No, I think that the state has done, they've been working hard, both the legislature and the governor, to try to get more communities and other areas of government to consolidate. And I think that that's very important. There are a lot of cost-saving measures that can come from consolidation. You have to make sure that it works for the local community and that everybody's on board with it. The state can't just take this top-down approach and say, okay, you know, snap their fingers and say consolidate. It doesn't work that easy. Trust me. You have to put some thought and process into it, and the communities have to be willing, and their boards and their local leaders have to be able to willingly engage in those conversations. And as long as that can happen, I continue to support that, and I think that consolidation is needed in various levels of government.
Brant Eyden, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Brant Eyden is running for the Republican nomination in the 61st State House District, which includes the city of Portage. He's currently a Kalamazoo County Commissioner. And thanks again to Kalamazoo Gazette reporter Alex Mitchell.
Thanks for having me, Gordon.